That was John Lee Hooker once again, born on this day in 1917, one of our great blues artists. Born on this day, passed away in 2001. I realize it's been that long. Just amazing, amazing artist. As you know, we're doing a series of programs almost every day leading up to the March on Washington, which is taking place this Saturday. There is an event happening tonight that is actually part of all that. In many ways, it's part of the Institute of the Black World. It's holding a public forum at the historic Metropolitan AME Church in Washington, D.C., about the state of the black world. And joining us is Don Rojas, member of the board of the Institute for the Black World, to talk a bit about the Black Paper Forum that's taking place and its relationship to all this. And Don, welcome. Good to have you back with us.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm very well, man. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm here in Washington, D.C., getting prepared for a number of events over the next several days marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. And, of course, tonight at the historic Metropolitan AME Church here in downtown Washington, D.C., we're going to be holding a forum and also releasing Institute of the Black World Black Paper. And what this Black Paper is essentially is a collection of essays from activist scholars across the country, African-American activist scholars, looking at doing sort of a balance sheet analysis of progress or lack thereof in the African-American community over the last 50 years since the Great March in Washington in 1963. So that's what's happening this evening.
So, what is the substance of it? Given, this is clearly you're producing this forum tonight on the eve of the anniversary on the 28th of the March on Washington, on the march taking place on Saturday,
right,
being sponsored by Al Sharpton and others this Saturday to commemorate the 50th anniversary. So, this obviously there's a juxtaposition between these events.
Yes. This is one of many events taking place here in D.C. over the next several days. And the purpose of this basically is to look at. A lot of progress has in fact been made. From the time the movement got started and picked up momentum after 1963, after the Great March in Washington. Of course, you had the passing of the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, etc. But in many ways, and particularly in inner-city communities across the country, the quality of life has not improved over the last 50 years, and in fact has deteriorated, particularly for working-class African-Americans who are still sort of stuck in pretty deplorable conditions, for the most part, social and economic conditions in inner-city neighborhoods. Of course, over the last 50 years, you've also had the expansion of a black middle class. And that has created class divisions or sharpened class divisions within the African-American community. But what this paper is focusing on is the plight of black folks who live in urban centers, in inner cities across America. And we are calling it a state of emergency, these conditions are so bad in many cases that it can be accurately described as a state of emergency.
And we
also ask, this state of emergency calls out for urgency, urgency in not only among African Americans, but also we are calling on private sector actors, policymakers, and the nation as a whole to act and to act now on these multiple crises that afflict millions of working people, particularly African American working people.
And it's clear from what the stuff you were sending out that one of the things that one of your speakers and writers, Dr. Sanika, said that 50 years ago a deposit was made, but the check still bounced, and until America deposits sufficient resources to cover its debts, the future of democracy and the American experiment will be in doubt.
Right. Yes, he did say that in his executive summary of this black paper. And there's a lot of truth to it. Martin Luther King himself said that you know, Marco made a deposit, but, you know, the check came back stamped bunks. In other words, you know, there wasn't enough money in the check that America deposited to improve the African American condition. And here we are 50 years later, and that check has still bounced. It's still bounced. And we need to do something about it. And so this is a gathering of activist scholars, people like Dr. Julian Malveaux, a very well-known columnist at the USA Today for many years, president of Bennett College, Dr. Michael Fontroy, he teaches at Howard University, George Curry, a very prominent African-American journalist, and Kichi Taifa, she is a very well-known African-American attorney, works with the Soros Foundation, and several others. So Dr. Ron Daniels, who himself is the president of IBW, and also an activist scholar of with a long history in the movement. He will be moderating the panel, and we are hoping that Reverend Jesse Jackson, who we have invited as a special guest, will be able to show up tonight.
So that's tonight. If information can be had for this event tonight at 7 p.m. if you're going to be in D.C. and those of you listening to us from Washington D.C. tonight at 7 p.m. At the Metropolitan AME Church. Information can be had at 202-744-2897, or you can go to capitalibw21.org for information. It's open to the public, and join us. And Don Rojas, member of the board of the Institute of the Black World and one of our leading journalistic figures in this country. Don, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a very brief break, and when we come back, we're joined by Alan Marshall. Alan Marshall, who is the librettist of this incredible new opera, The March, a civil rights opera. Stay with us.